Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
You guys know Lisa Bloom. She is one of television's top attorneys, as well as just helping us to navigate so many of these civic, these issues that have been popping up, and just standing up for folks who may not feel like they have a big voice. So it's always an honor for us to welcome Ms. Lisa Bloom of the Bloom Firm to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So again, good morning, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me and for the kind introduction.
Absolutely. And listen, you have a wonderful client that I had a quick moment to chat with a little bit, Mr. John Parrish. We're going to get him totally introed here. But first, I want to bring to the line one of my co-hosts. We produce a program called the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs across my network. And Michael Hopkins is the host of that program. And Michael himself is a disabled veteran. And this story, that's what when I saw this, Lisa, it just, there are no words that you guys up there, we're gonna kind of get into this a little bit so you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. So, Michael, I want to introduce you officially to Ms. Lisa Bloom and to our very special guest today, Mr. John Parrish. Now, John, you are an Army veteran. And I understand that you were a lieutenant in the Army.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
And so this whole thing, which happened back in March of 2022, which was the California Highway Patrol officer stopped you for a misdemeanor traffic stop as you were driving home with your adult special needs daughter. And Mr. Parrish, now, I'm going to say this, with a life well lived at 80, I wouldn't expect you to be out there just, doing all kinds of somersaults and things like that. So, you didn't pose a threat, obviously, to anybody. I mean, so with that, right? So the officers, I'm just trying to understand this as well. So now you advise them that you had hearing problems, vertigo, and diabetes. And they still, you were handcuffed. Amongst us, I understand. And you were handcuffed. They handcuffed you tightly behind your back and literally carted you off like you were property of some sort. They ignored, literally, I'm sure you told them several times and that was painful. I mean, that was be the first thing anybody would do. And you were left in jail hours without receiving proper medical attention, despite obviously that you told them over and over and over again that it was needed.
Yep.
So, and it really kind of didn't happen. You weren't really able to receive that adequate medical attention until after you were released. So and what has turned out, you sustained really bad injuries as far as I can see. I mean, this is you're talking about a broken arm, internal bleeding, and a hand that was severely swollen. So I have to go back a little bit on this, Mr. Parrish. What can you tell us in your own words? Is that did you have anything you wanted to add to that that recount? That I just mentioned?
I missed your question.
I'm sorry. Did you have any thing that you wanted to add to that in terms of happened that night? That was pretty much it.
There's a lot of details, but that's a pretty good summary.
Okay. So, Mr. Parrish, how did that make you feel? Because that was the first thing that jumped out at me, and I'm going to ask Michael on this too, but that was the first thing that jumped out on me, being an Army veteran and being a lieutenant, a first lieutenant, okay, in the U.S. Army. and knowing that, you know, someone can kind of treat you in this manner. What did that make you feel like, sir?
It felt like being a POW.
Wow.
That's what it felt like.
Wow. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lisa, I have to turn. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Mr. Parrish, please.
I mean, first of all, I never expected to be arrested, even after the officer stopped me. And then, I mean, you know, maybe they give you a traffic ticket or something.
I've had a
couple of those in my life. But no, they arrested me, handcuffed me, and took me off to jail and you know, and all those other bad things transpired. So it felt like being a prisoner of war.
Wow.
Because prisoners of war are mistreated by their captors, right?
Yeah, I have to tell you. Lisa, I have to turn to you on this. And you've handled, you know, you've been on our show with many of these types of cases. Sadly, there are way too many. What can you tell us? What really, you know, this is hard for us to take. What was your take on this when you met Mr. Parrish and found out about this?
I was so outraged that my tax dollars are going to pay police to bully an elderly vet in my community. I mean, there is no reason for this, and I think law enforcement just over and over again, we see this abusive behavior when it is not necessary. John was simply driving down the road with his adult special needs daughter, as you say. He was fully cooperative when he got pulled over. He didn't threaten anyone. He didn't make any moves towards anyone. They don't even allege that he did. And so there was no reason to handcuff him at all. And then, you know, even in the California Highway Patrol, that's the entity we're talking about, in their rules, they say that within their discretion, they cannot handcuff people who are pregnant, disabled, or elderly. And so John, you know, made it clear. He said something like, I'm old, and he talked about his medical issues and complained that his arm hurt. And, you know, there was no compassion for him as just a human being to take the handcuffs off. And then when he got to the jail, he was asking for medical aid. That was not provided as the law requires. And now he has, John, I think, can talk to you about how difficult it is at age 80 to try to heal. You know, the body just does not heal as fast when you're elderly.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carey Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapy Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, If today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Jet Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach, and this will solve that problem as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Jet Salon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JessSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JessSalonTowels.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world. Every day, that's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Be careful of those who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around. And watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people, and definitely don't call them friends.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Today, we also are discussing the topic of hair loss, and we have with us someone who has been courageously fighting hair loss, and her name is Mary T. And Mary, we want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network today.
Thank you. Glad to be a part. Thank you very much.
Now let's just jump in, Mary. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I've been living in California for the past 40 plus years. I'm originally from Arkansas. I started dealing with hair loss though in California probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Well, tell us about that. So when you say you were dealing with hair loss, tell us what you mean.
Well, at first I got something like, it was almost like a pimple in the top of my head. As I was combing my hair, I really didn't think anything about it. And it was really sore. And then it was there and then it would go away. And then it didn't bother me for a while. My hair, I didn't notice any changes in my hair or anything of that sort. And then it seemed to occur every 2 or 3 months and then more often. So finally, I start seeing hair loss. I went to the doctors. The doctor, you know, did a diagnosis of me. He had me come back several times. And then he also had me come back several months with a pool of doctors from the Sacramento, Los Angeles area. And I believe he had a couple of doctors from some parts of Texas, too. I felt like I was on display because they was all kind of looking at my scalp, took hair samples, to look under the microscope. They also looked at my scalp under the microscope. And it took them, you know, a few weeks to come back to me with the diagnosis said that I had alopecia areata. And they gave me a little bit of information about that, indicated that it could be from straightening comb, when I was using straightening comb, which I really didn't use very much, but they said it could be from straightening combs and from perms. A combination. My type hair loss is the, I kind of have a male baldness. It started off real thin and now in the very top, I really kind of have no hair and it's gotten very thin around the edges. So I kind of got a little depressed, discouraged. So at one point I just shaved it all off to kind of see what would happen. The edges came back, you know, but the top where it had came, where I lost the hair did not come back. I was also instructed by a hairdresser at the time that was taking care of my hair to use Nioxin shampoo and conditioner and that was supposed to be really good. But I think it was good from what I understand, if the hair loss wasn't as severe as mine. And, of course, I mean, it felt good to the scalp, but it really did not bring any of my hair back, do anything. That point, I start using wraps and different things for the hair because I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable with wigs and wraps, but it got to the point that I lost so much hair. I went to a place that specialized in cancer and alopecia patients to look at wigs, and then they introduced me to some wigs that was soft to the touch of the skin versus, you know, really some of the wigs are really sticky, kind of stick to your skin and real itchy. So I started wearing those, and I got a little bit more comfortable. And I'm comfortable with them, but it would be nice if I had hair, but I don't think that that's going to happen at this point because it's been so long and I keep losing hair. Once in a while now, the pimples will come back, not that often, maybe once every 2-3 months or so I may get that, and it's very sensitive for me to touch my head or comb it. I still shampoo my hair, condition it every other day because I work out and I sweat a lot. So I still want to make sure.
Mary, you want to let everybody know that you're still being treated, correct? This is ongoing treatment for you.
Yes, it is, but nothing is happening really.
You may need to hear it. Manipulation is when they focus on how you reacted instead of how they treated you. Some people will burn the bridge and then ask why you don't visit. Sometimes being alone is the upgrade. Sometimes you have to stop seeing only the best in people and start seeing what they show you. Everyone talks about cutting people off, but no one talks about the grief that comes with having to stand firm on that decision, knowing that it's not what you wanted, but what was necessary.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Kyle Knight, friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. First of all, good morning. It is a great honor to have you back with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, welcome to Mr. Kyle Knight, superstar.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
What? Yes, it's great to have you back. We got to get you here more often, Kyle. We really do. Yes. So I want to kind of just remind everybody. Now, you know, you have made such waves out there with, you know, being an accomplished rap artist and so much more. I mean, you are, you know, I kind of hesitate because I really want to say that you are a recording artist because you know, it's bigger, you know, rap is wonderful, but you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot. It's a full 360 these days. It's not just one thing. You got to be, you know, kind of, you know, able to do, you know, wear multiple hats. So we're going to get into all of that, right? So, Kyle, tell us a little bit. What have you been up to since we've last chatted here on the show?
Well, what I've been up to recently is promoting my new single, Eastside, off the Eastside EP. Eastside is a real laid-back track, you know, something that you could just really hang out with friends to on the block and, like, and chill and have a good time. It's a really cool, fun record. And then I've also been doing the Any Means Necessary remix project, which is a tribute to Malcolm X.
Wow. Now, I've got to say, this is, well, first of all, I love the songs. Love the songs. And we're going to get them on right here following our interview today. But I just love this. And I want to kind of break down a little bit of something I don't usually get a chance to ask you, but I've always wondered about, and that is the origins of these songs. So I know I got to start with By Any Means Necessary. I got to start with that one.
Great.
I mean, I have my theories, but I'm going to have to come to you straight on this. Tell us, give everybody about the inspiration of the song, because it is incredible. And I love the video work and everything that you've done to put the single together. But just give everybody the skinny on this, about this incredible record. All of them have great, I think, great meaning. Yeah.
Well, I'll start with Malcolm X, By Any Means Necessary. Well, what I try to do there was really try to take all the highlights of Malcolm X's life from when he was assassinated as to when he was also running the streets of Harlem, and then really try to make it relevant to today's radio so younger people can get into it. Because, you know, a lot of younger people aren't getting something if it's not through hip-hop or a video game or something like that. You know, so I try to make it as relevant to today's hip-hop, today's radio as possible. And it really embraces not only Malcolm X, but different times of the year, like Black History Month, also in terms of Black Music Month. You know, and what we really tried to do was take this historical track and talk about the life and death of Malcolm X, what he's done as a public figure, and not only that, but his earlier years in terms of running the streets of Harlem, his nickname being called Red, because I want people to really be able to relate to the person who I was talking about. Because a lot of people have been in really high places in their life and really have been in low places in their life, and I felt that Malcolm X's life kind of covered all that. So I felt to really demonstrate Malcolm X as, By Any Means Necessary, people can get into him as not only a public figure, but as a civil rights activist.
Awesome. Well, let me tell you something. You guys, as you hear this song, it's going to stay with you. It's going to stay with you. And so, Kyle, you must feel incredible when you get the responses and the love from all the people who hear this music and watch you perform. And I'm raising my hand out there because I've had a chance to see you perform live. And and I'm always blown away. So I'm going to talk to all my hair industry friends when they need someone to come in and literally really perform and entertain for the folks. Your name and your brand should come to mind. So again, Kyle Knight,
thanks.
Incredible performer, live performer, great recorded music. You are doing things that eventually I think will lead to legendary status. I really do. And so, you know, I only say what I believe. Always have. Listen, Kyle. Yes, I'm going to talk. Okay, so that's the kind of the crux behind Malcolm X. Now, what was the inspiration behind the East Side song? I've been chilling. You know, I love this song. So I can't sing it, guys. Don't hold that against Kondo. His song, you're going to hear it here, is awesome. So tell everybody about that, Kyle. You know, go ahead. Tell everybody about this song.
Well, what we wanted to do with Eastside was bring a diverse sound to Kyle Knight music, because we have a lot of conscious tracks, and then we have a lot of political tracks, including the Malcolm X track. And so what we try to do was to bring a certain diversity to Kyle Knight music so that it's a fun record, and even the younger audience can get into it, as long as the mature audience can get into it too as well, and so that everybody's having a really good time. And it's just something that, you know, you can really just chill to and lay back to. And it's a real chill record. It's a real, what they call a party record, a real fun record.
Oh.
You know, and so what we had to do was keep the originality and keep the creativity and apply it to today's hip hop.
But how did you learn all this stuff? I mean, you sound, Kyle, let me just tell you, Kyle Knight is the consummate artist, okay? When we talk about professionalism, and I love that. Thank you for the background on Eastside. You are the consummate artist, and that's not just radio talk. And the first thing I'm hearing you say these things, I'm like, where did you learn all this? So I've got to ask you, who poured into Kyle? I don't think I've asked you that ever before either. Who inspired the great Kyle Knight? Who inspired you?
Definitely three men in my life who have really crafted me as a man and really have mentored me and really have just pushed my creativity and my songwriting ability. It's definitely my father, David Knight. He's an artist and a composer. You can find him on social media back in the day.
Is an artist?
Yeah. My dad's a producer and a composer.
Wow. And, that's incredible.
He's done records in the day. He's co-produced records for Fonda DeRay back in the day.
I remember her. Was that the one who sang Over Like a Fat Rat and all those songs?
Yeah, Over Like a Fat Rat.
I remember
her. One of her big hits.
Yes, I remember her name very well. So your father was, okay, so you got it honest, as we say.
Yeah. I've had a real performer gene and really been a studio rat since the age of 7, and really have had a lot of crafting in the studio and learning how to study newer records and older records and learning how to study studio gear out there, as well as how to be a proper songwriter, a proper recording artist.
Kyle, let me also just toss in, you have the most incredibly supportive family I have ever seen in the industry. Very much so, yeah. So I'm not surprised that you got all this, you know. I'm not surprised. So
yeah.
Good stuff. Okay.
Another person that's really crafted me and molded me too is, of course, publicist Angelo Ellerbe. You know, I've been underneath his wing for about a good 5 years or so, and really meeting celebrities as well as Hall of Famers and learning all about creativity and learning all about the proper image as an artist and how to really become a songwriter and how to deliver the best interviews and how to give the best performances on stage. So definitely much love out there to Angelo Ellerbe. And the third man who has really mentored me in my life, my career, is, of course, my good buddy, Kerry Hines, man. Kerry has had my back. It has mentored me.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, that was a shock. I didn't expect that one. Aren't you kind? Well, let me just say, the inspiration actually has worked both ways. It's been bidirectional. And you have been very kind and gracious to me, and I appreciate that. And you've always been very helpful. Whenever I'm having a live event and I needed entertainment, you came in, and you didn't just come in and just stand still. I felt like we were on at MSG at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I really did. I mean, that place, I mean, everybody, you had everybody moving, and everybody, every single time you do a performance, people are moving, people are enjoying. They don't even have to have ever heard a word of hip-hop or rap or anything. And you, as you mentioned a few minutes ago about being relatable to all ages and bringing everybody along for a good time. You knock it out of the box.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of what you have done and where you are going.
Thank you, Kerry. It really means a lot, man. And there's just a lot of great things that we have coming, really coming through the pike. And we have a lot of fires in the pike right now. And things are really coming out.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. Tell the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to hear all about it, Kyle. Whatever you want to share with us, so we can be on the lookout and people can, you know, support your efforts out here. Go ahead, take it away. What would you like to start with? So you've got some new projects and things in addition to these great songs that you're working on. Also, you've got a new website. You've got amazing merchandise that your fans and supporters can get. So tell everybody how they can get a hold of some of these wonderful things and what they should do to support you.
Well, we have a brand new website up that's called KyleKnightMusic.net. Once again, folks, it's called KyleKnightMusic.net, where you can stream all the music on the beginning homepage. And then we also have a beautiful merchandise page that you could buy posters. You could also buy caps, you know, pop dad caps that are adjustable to any head size, and where you could also buy two different designer Kyle Knight Music t-shirts, all for the price of $20. You know, and then we also have package deals, too, behind the merchandise that we're getting out to people through email so that you could even get a discount to merchandise for merchandise, t-shirts, posters, and much more.
Well, what I love is that a lot of folks and Hit Radio Morning Show fans and folks who have tuned in, they're going to remember seeing this incredible promotions advertisement in one of our recent, actually, I think you've been in a couple of our Afrolock magazines your incredible Kyle Knight merchandise. So this is something that is ginormous. And let me tell you folks out there, and I know you love Kyle, you need to buy and support as an artist. This is how, and I can speak on that behalf as well, this is how we are able to continue to do what we do, to bring the joy and all of that kind of stuff. So please, I cannot implore you enough to support us all. That's what it takes. And that should be the first thing. And no one should have to implore you to do so.
That's right.
Okay? And I just want to say that, Kyle. So, and again, now your website, one more time. Now, and spell it for everybody, because sometimes folks, you know, we don't really spell all that well. And I don't want folks to not find you. So, please, one more time, Kyle Knight.
Sure. That's Kyle as my name. You know, Kyle as a kangaroo. Yo as in yo-yo, L as in lion, E as in elephant, and then you have my last name, Knight, Kyle Knight, K as in kangaroo, N as in knight, I as in igloo, G as in giraffe, H as in Henry, T as in Tracy, and then, of course, music, you know, M as Maritza, U as umbrella, S as snake, I as igloo, and E as elephant, KyleKnightMusic.net, folks. That's, once again, KyleKnightMusic.net.
Awesome. Now, Kyle Knight, any relation to Gladys? I'm just teasing. I just had to throw that on in there. Do people ever ask you that, Kyle? Really?
Yeah,
do people? No.
They
really?
That's come up a couple of times, but unfortunately, no relation to Gladys. But it would have been nice, though.
It would have been nice. Well, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Listen,
no relation,
first of all, Kyle.
Nobody to Suge Knight either.
Oh, you know what? Now, I would have never gone there with that one, but I tell you. Yeah, with all this, and then, you know, there's so much news out there in the way of hip-hop and all of that, speak of Suge and all these folks, and they just kind of, you know, there have been some updates with reference to Tupac and all of this, and you know, so you've seen the hip-hop industry world kind of go from, you know, being something a little bit of, you know, subculture-ish to just kind of taking over literally the whole world. Now it's on Main Street and in Walmart stores. So what can you say in the time that you've been out there that you've seen, what would you say? Has it changed from those classic days of Tupac and Biggie? What would you say?
Yeah, it changed a lot, especially in terms of social media and what people are able to do in the studio nowadays. And not only that, but where the element of hip-hop is today with the cadence rap and with the different type of beats going on. But some stuff I really feel we could have more originality and more creativity in. But when it comes to Tupac and stuff like that and all the new information that's coming out with him, I think it's great, man, because I really haven't seen Tupac in the news really like this since 1996, 1997, you know, and I know they did a lot of comp records behind him, like Until the End of Time and things like that, and Days and things like that, and a lot of other stuff. But I think that it's great that, you know, not only did they find a murderer, but just how they have him a lot in the news this year of 2023, I think it's wonderful.
Well, we owe a lot of that to the wonderful Jada Pinkett Smith. No, I'll just tease on that. But no, let me just say his memory goes on, and his contribution to the world, you know, his legacy is just still going on strongly. Now, I've got to say, speaking of all of this and where we are these days, Kyle, what about my favorite thing that I always wanted to ask the artists, because where we are now, they take a lot of music by singers who are no longer with us here, like Tupac, and they're with AI, they're literally recreating the sound. So we could take Kyle Knight out of the studio, off the tracks, and put into a new song that Kyle didn't even authorize. So how does that make you feel as an artist? Are you for the, you know, the AI technology and the possibilities with them possibly utilizing your artistry and your talent without your authorization, if you will? How do you feel about that?
I don't feel too good about that, you know, because there's a certain type of originality that an artist always brings, always a certain type of signature sound in his voice and, of course, in his songwriting that an artist brings. Now, I do think that because we have the technology to do so nowadays, to do these type of things, I think that's awesome. But I do think that it takes away from some originality and creativity.
Yes, wow. Well, I appreciate that. And I think you're the first artist I'm getting a real chance to ask that question to. So that's going to be something you're going to hear a lot more about as time goes on. But it's good to think about it now, Kyle. It is definitely good to think about it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So now listen, I have a little birdie told us in recent times that you've just kind of blown on up. Now, I want to talk about this specifically because this is where these are networks that we know, that the fans listening to this show, they know these networks. And to now understand that you have been authorized to have your work appear on their platforms is just mind-blowing, boggling. It really is. So can you tell us a little bit about that, Kyle, please?
Thanks, Carrie. It's been a long time coming, you know, but we have been approved and we have been authorized now to have our music videos and our promotional videos on BET, Black Entertainment Television, also on MTV, and on VH1 as well, which is fantastic, which is phenomenal. And then we just got approved today that we could have our animated videos on MTV.
Now, Kyle, you got to tell us, though, what's the benefit of having your videos and having this type of connection?
The benefit is outstanding. The benefit is that these are national programs. You know, these programs, BET, MTV, VH1, are seen all over the world, in which they have had shows like BET Jams, 106 in Park, Rap City in the Basement, that are legendary, and programs on these shows on these programs that are legendary that are seen all over the world. And now Kyle Knight Music gets national exposure all over the world, that we become a national brand at Kyle Knight Music.
And that's what you're hoping it leads to with all of that, in a great, a whole bunch of bigger things, which I believe it will. Absolutely, yes, because it's really hard to get on the network. Now, this was no easy feat, so we have to tip our hat to you.
Thanks, man. They go through hundreds of music videos, and they selected mine, and they were really blown away by it. And they said this is outstanding. You know, it's fantastic. They love the fact of how I had a 74 Mercedes in it, and it really applied to today's industry. And then they also reviewed the animated videos too, By Any Means Necessary, Malcolm X, which is really a historical track, which is also a conscious track too. And then they also reviewed the animation video behind the East Side record, and they approved both of them, which is wonderful, which is fantastic.
Congratulations from all of us. You know your family at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We believe in you, Kyle Knight. Yes, now listen.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very, very special presentation. I first would like to welcome to the line my amazing co-star for today's broadcast, the one and only Miss Siobhan. Good morning,
Siobhan. Hi, everyone.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Well, listen, this is a very special presentation. It's really our year-end review for 2020. And so I couldn't think of any other person I would like to co-host this special with other than the one and only Miss Siobhan. So thank you so much for being with us. And let's get started.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you know, 2020, it's not, I look at it like this, it's not called 2020 for nothing. It really isn't. It was the year that brought our focus and attention to so many different things, including racial tension, sexism, and so much more. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to look ahead at what's next. But first, the year.
Absolutely.
2020.
Yeah. It's amazing because when I hear 2020, I remember earlier this year I was in the studio with you and we were talking and I was so excited to bring in the Roaring 20s, you know, to be a part of the Roaring 20s. We've heard about the Roaring 20s before, so I was kind of like so excited and looking forward to it. And oh my, boy, did it roar.
Yes, it did.
I don't know what to say to that, but boy, did it roar. But
yes,
it's definitely been a cycle, and you know, just trying to hold on and hang in there through it.
Absolutely. Well, first, we want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who have made this program, brought the program to you guys, our sponsors, our amazing folks out there who help and support us with getting these shows on the air. Folks like Fix Your Feet, FixYourFeet.com with Dr. Yolanda Raglan. You guys know her. She has two amazing locations, one in the Maryland area and one right here in my backyard in New York City, that is. FixYourFeet.com. Check her out. She's not just a foot surgeon and doctor, but she's also an amazing entrepreneurial support and advocate for entrepreneurs. We just adore her. So, again, go to FixYourFeet.com. Smooth Black, we call Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black, I should say, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, who Smooth Black Hair, you guys know him. He's been on the show with us. He's out in California, a huge legend in this industry in his own right. And he is just an amazing hairstylist. Again, we want to thank Smooth Black and also Rugged Evolution. And their website is ruggedevo.com. Rugged Evolution are the folks who have their own entire beard care line. They don't just have a beard oil or a few hair products. our beard products. They have an entire line. We want to make sure and shout them out. Go to ruggedevo.com to access their website. Again, that's ruggedevo.com. Plug 420, for those of you who are interested in CBD products, they have an entire directory, and you don't even need to be in the CBD business so much to be listed in their directory. They have an amazing directory that touches all lives and all types of folks. Go to plug420.com. Again, that's plug420.com. My other favorite folks out there in the hair and beauty world, Styling Roots, STYLINGRUTZ. They spell roots RUTZ, stylingroots.com. If you're looking for some amazing hair growth products, you definitely want to check them out. You will not be disappointed. We're shouting out Miss Teresa over there, Dwight over at plug420.com, and so many others. Just, you guys, thank you so much for helping us on this broadcast and throughout the year at Hair Radio. And I have to say, in 2020, these folks brought it, Siobhan. They really did.
Absolutely, absolutely, with wonderful techniques and good information, you know, whether it's regarding getting your feet in line or just to stimulate the growths and put the, you know, the oils for the beards and so forth. Just awesome, amazing sponsors.
Absolutely. Now, I want to make sure, if you guys are kind of really just kind of paying attention right now to what we're doing, this is a very special broadcast. We're going to be talking about 2020. It's a great marker for what happened this year. If you're looking to, you're in the hair and beauty world, you kind of want to follow along a little bit. We're going to be talking about what's happened here in our own backyard at the Hair Radio Morning Show, what's happened in the world, all kinds of amazing things. And I couldn't think of a better way to do it than a year-end special as well as a podcast. So we want to welcome all the regular listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show as well as our special podcast listeners as well. And you guys can always Google. It's so easy. You can Google Carrie Hines podcast or just the Hair Radio Morning Show. Google any of that, and all of this will pop up. So we're real happy about that. Now, 2020 started with so much promise. I think you mentioned, Siobhan, where we were back at the studio in Manhattan, which is our beautiful production studio where we do a lot of our on-camera interviews for our, you know, for the Salon TV Network and so many other things in our social media. And we just started off the year with such promise. We really did. We came freshly off 2019, in which we had a wonderful hair event down in Atlantic City called Hair Expo, Hair Nation Expo, I should say, back in November of 2019. And just such a wonderful, wonderful year it was in 2019. And so when I think back, I look and I say, gee, you know, January, February was such amazing. The one remarkable note that kind of jumps out, we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up, but just a lot of events started to happen and slowly started to seep its way into the news, and we're going to get into some of that in just a bit. But I was quite happy, you know, with planning for what we thought would be 2020. And for us, a lot of this, Siobhan, had to do with the hair, the live hair and beauty shows called Hair Nation Expo that we were holding and plan to hold down at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on the boardwalk, I should say. So we had planned for three events, not one, count them, one, two, three live hair expo events. That's how we had planned for 2020. And soon after the year kind of roared in, as you pointed out earlier, we came to the realization that that just wasn't going to happen. There were other plans in the works and other things moving, stirring, unbeknownst to us. We just did not know at that time what was about to happen, and we just didn't have an understanding of what was kind of going on. And so we're going to look at those things. And again, I really thought that we were going to be able to have at least one of the big hair and beauty shows. I do remember, just to kind of move things along a little bit, February, we started to kind of get a whiff of this coronavirus thing. And that was kind of in the beginning of the year, kind of like February, maybe March more so.
March, yeah, definitely. The end
right,
of March.
It was in March, really? But we probably started noticing people with respiratory issues a little bit earlier. And folks were talking about upset stomachs and this and that. So that kind of how it started. And for me, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Siobhan, you're over in New Jersey. We're in the Northeast. For me, I live right at the subway stops, one of the subway stops here in New York City. So we kind of, you know, for me, I was able to really pinpoint it to how they were addressing the folks who were traveling locally here in New York. But yes, I do recall the year kind of started, and we started to get more and more stories on the news about this new dreadful disease that really was attacking the respiratory system in folks. And we were trying to figure it all out and all of that. It really was called the coronavirus outbreak. And it says here that it's it affected a lot of countries, almost all the countries all over the world, really.
That the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Keri Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. All right. It is mid-show. It's the second hour of our three-hour broadcast. I'm Keri Hines. It is Wednesday morning, November 15th of 2023. We're live today, yes, from 6 all the way to 9 o'clock this morning. With me, of course, looks like we've got Nicole Marie standing by. So excited. She comes to us from Water Valley, Mississippi. She's our colleague on the broadcast, my co-host, and the queen of the mornings, newly minted, the one and only Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
GM.
Happy mid-show.
And happy mid-show to you as well.
Yeah. How are you, Keri?
Yeah.
I'm doing great on this Wednesday morning. This is kind of like a pop-up broadcast for those of you who were tuned in yesterday. We were really only supposed to do a couple of Tuesdays, but had kind of like an epiphany yesterday. We've got a very special guest who was booked and wanted to make sure that we got them on. And
wonderful.
I literally put together, went right to work on creating a long-term broadcast, you know, writing the broadcast out, for today.
Hey,
so it was exciting.
I
the show sounded amazing to me. I just loved it from top
to
bottom.
Yes, I love it. I love the music.
Yeah.
And I love when you go back. You know, you went back to back, going back something about 2020. And, I mean, it wasn't a great time. You know, we had a lot going on health-wise.
Yeah.
But I love hearing the memories, though. You're talking about the, you know, Hair and Beauty Review that you were planning and just so much. And then one of my favorite people, Mr. Kyle Knight. Love it.
That's Kyle's latest interview with him. Yeah, that's his latest Nicole movie.
I can't wait to see him again in person. I love it.
Well, listen, if you were here in New York, you'd be able to see him on the 26th. He's going to be performing event called the Natural Hair Fest. You can go to naturalhairfest.com for more details. It'll be on Sunday, November 26th. I'll be kicking off at 10. Kyle will be performing later in the day. Listen, let me just say, first, I want to, again, welcome everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Wednesday morning. Again, it's mid-November, November 15th of 2023. Now, listen, we played the, one of my favorite clips always to play is going back in our archives, like Nicole Marie said, and I forget what was literally going on at that time.
Right.
And so I'm listening. I'm like, wow, I forgot that that's right around the time after, right during the pandemic had started to take a foothold. And so the Hair Radio Morning Show is like a broadcast chronology of what's happening in the world, what's happening in our culture, what's happening hair-wise, and what we are going through collectively. So I love it, and also individually. But it was a great time. I think I think LaSonya Nicole was here with us at the time, I believe. But it was really a strange time, and I just thought it would be good to put them on. It's rare that I literally go back and put on some of the older year in reviews, but we've got some when you listen, and then we're gonna have to get the whole thing. We'll go on. We've done this since about 2020. We've got 2020, we've got 2021, we got 2022, and we have 2023. So we got a lot of year in reviews. Yes, and if you listen to those, you'll get such an awareness. And it's great, and it makes me work harder each morning to make sure that we talk about what's happening in the world. Yeah. So we don't have to dwell on certain things, but I think it's important that we say, hold it. Let's give a nod or a wink
or
a thumbs up or even a thumbs down when necessary. But, we're about positivity, connectivity. All the teas that we can come up with. That's
above.
What we're about. So I just want to say it's nice to be with you guys again. Let me tell you what's going on today. Have we got, we've really got a great show, as you guys have been hearing. And again, I love the show. It's a little bit of a different layout, what we've been doing as opposed to our normal routine, and I kind of like it. So, you'll be hearing a lot of little clips and things that you've never really heard as a clip on the show. And, you know, special commentary and new things. And, I do too, because it reminds me of so many things. I think this morning just to mention, we opened up the show with TV, Court TV, Miss Lisa Bloom, when she came to the Hair Radio Morning Show with the Lieutenant John Parrish. And that was a special interview that we did. And we were joined by Michael Hoffman, of course, to do that same radio show. So that was great to hear. And each day we kind of open up with one of those incredible, excerpts, really. And I think folks really like it. And then, of course, Tom Brown and Funkin' for Jamaica and on and on and on.
Yeah, coming back with Tom Brown.
Yeah, that song never gets old.
No, it just doesn't.
It always puts me in a mood for Shaka, always, even though Shaka did not originally sing that song.
Right.
But if you guys, again, if you go to YouTube, there is a version of Shaka on stage singing that song.
Right.
She finally caved in because so many people thought she sang it. So I guess she said, I guess I better sing it. And she did. And she found it's amazing when you listen to it, too. It's just crazy. It really is. Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan of all of them. Yeah, well, I had already planned that. She's on the playlist this morning.
Okay, good.
She is. Her latest song, we're going to get that on in just a little bit. It's already on the playlist.
Great.
We've got on the playlist, we've got Dare Me by the Pointer Sisters. We got Get It Right by Aretha. We've got so much. And also The Game of Love with Santana and Michelle Branch. And so we've got a lot.
Okay.
We always have so many good things. Is that not nice? So that's
that
our playlist.
So
we're not
nice,
really
Carrie,
talking
you this morning.
Oh, that's every morning. That's every morning. Yes, I'm up early every day working on the show to make sure that we pull it together because this is not easy to do. And I'm given proof of that when I listen later to the show. About 11 or so, I go back in and listen to the broadcast and just play from end to end so that I can get a good feel of what we can do to make improvements to the show, to make sure you hear what you're supposed to hear. That we're aiming for, sure. It's an experience, and that's what we want you guys to enjoy. Now, listen, I've got to tell you, and by the way, we are going to, my wonderful Salon TV fans are going to just kill us until we'll be adding some new programming, I promise. We've just been so inundated with everything that we're doing, but we will get to some new things that are created just for you. You're going to love it. I'm real happy about that. Yeah,
but
me too.
Sure.
I mean, just everything we're doing. Uh-oh. What's going on, Nicole Moody?
Salon TV Network, the other day, turned it on, and the movie that we were watching, Caroline, you took me way back, Carrie. You took
Which
me
movie?
Way back. Caroline.
What movie was that?
Yes, the movie Caroline was on.
Oh, no, you're talking about Claudine.
I'm sorry, Claudine. Yes, Claudine. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Caroline. My fault.
Caroline is the haunted doll, baby. Caroline is Nicole Marie.
That's
another thing that never gets old. I can watch Claudine over and over and over again. Literally.
I love that movie.
I just love it. I love Diane Carroll was just flawless. Flawless.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones was nothing to
sneeze at. James Earl Jones.
And the kids who I've seen on so many other shows, and Lawrence Hilton Jacob was on there when he was younger. you know, so just so much. I just loved it.
I really do.
And still do. And still do. And what I love about the Salon TV Network is that we get to have a movie night. So there'll be one night a week where we get to play some of our classic movies that we've forgotten about in Black culture, and I'm just so excited to be able to do this for
it.
All who
have
the Salon TV Network. Me too. And you can stream it. It's very good deal to stream, very affordable. So let us know if you'd like to be licensed. You can carry it at your hair salon or barbershop or even at your home. And I Yes, I think so too. And we're welcome one of our latest Salon TV Network licensees, and that's Michael Hopkins. And again, Michael will be with us about 10 minutes or so. Yeah, real excited. We're going to talk to him, get his opinion of STV, which is the Salon TV Network. Also, we're going to talk about what happened on yesterday's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show and Vet Talk Radio that occurred at 8:30. Yeah, so see if there's any update on what we talked about, what we aired. So all of that to get to.
Wonderful.
And then if that's not enough, Nicole Marie, and I'm out of breath just getting there. But at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's always so much. It's so much to get to. It's so much to do. And I'm just really excited because today, this is the first time we have invited the Upskill folks. They've introduced us to this incredible new author. Her name is, like the time of day, Noon Westbrook.
Oh, wow.
And she's written, I love that name, Noon Westbrook.
So do I.
I'm going to choose, I'm going to choose 4 o'clock time. but 4 o'clock, not 4:20, guys, okay? 4 o'clock. I like that. But yeah, what a great name. So Noon Westbrook is her pseudonym. Now, she's written a book called The Other Way Around. You guys can Google it. Again, it's called The Other Way Around. And I love this because it's a fiction book. And I've gotten so away from fiction. I usually read a lot of nonfiction books. I love, you know, biographies and autobiographies and all of that. But fiction books, books that have strong protagonists, those are also interesting to me. So I can't wait to talk to her about her new book, again called The Other Way Around, and her connection with Upskill Magazine. She's on page, looks like page 20-something. I'm going to get it exactly. Let me take a look here. She's on page 10. She's on page 10 in the current issue of Upskill Magazine, our media partners out there. I'm going to see if they will join us today because
wonderful.
This is going to be live.
That'd be great.
Yeah, this is live this morning. This is not something that we're just phoning in, so to speak. I'm super, super excited about it, and I think you guys are going to have a really good time. So is that not
great.
Good? Noon
That's
Westbrook.
Wonderful. Noon Westbrook.
Yeah.
I love Westbrook.
So, great name. So I'm just really excited about what's happening and all and, the world and things seem to be on the right track. Kind
exciting.
Of sitting there again. Yeah, I think so, too. So I'm just very excited. Now, you guys who tuned in yesterday, we kind of had on Mr. Mark David Carter, who I recall, he's having a big show coming up on right after Thanksgiving, so it's the Sunday following Thanksgiving. It's on the 26th of November, starting at 10. So I think it's from 10 to about 10, but it goes on to about midnight, literally, because he's doing a first part, which I myself am doing, and that's kind of hosting or kind of overseeing a podcast, live broadcast type thing going on and panel discussion. And then I believe he's got performers, mid-show, like Kyle Knight and so many others. And then a fashion element to it, which I believe is from 7 to about midnight or so. So it's a big show. That's an all-day thing.
Like a
you
great
gotta
show.
Come in and,
yeah,
pack a bag.
I can't wait to hear about it, Carrie.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take you, that's a good point, we're going to take you behind the scenes. If you have the Salon TV Network, you'll be able to see it. And we'll talk about it here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So follow the event. Yeah, so I'm super excited. And, guys, as far as our broadcast, you know, around the holidays, it's also, I say that word again, dicey, because when it comes to broadcasting and the holiday, it gets thrown off and tossed around a little bit, but we ask that you kind of stay with us. We will always post, especially for the folks who follow me on Facebook and so many other places, you will always know that. We usually put a little message up to remind you guys that we are here. And we mean business. And so excited about that. Yeah. Now, Nicole Marie, I just enjoyed yesterday's broadcast for so many reasons. But one of the reasons that that really stuck out and was quite memorable when I went back to listen to the broadcast was the rolling out, the introduction to the intro. For Nicole Marie, and I guess I better explain this. Nicole Marie does something every day, Nicole Marie, and your hope of the day. So we're going to kind of get that underway. But what was most, I think it was just very interesting. It really was.
I just said,
wow.
I loved it. You surprised
really?
Me. You got me yesterday. You got me.
That's right. We didn't tell you about that. You know, because what happens quite often, I get to kind of work on things behind the scenes, you know, and late at night or early in the morning. And we pulled together this great introduction, which we're going to play for you as we get into what the Hope of the Day is all about. So let's take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. I love it.
I love it.
So I think my favorite part, always hope.
Always hope.
Yeah. So, Nicole Marie, what is the hope for today?
Thank you, Carrie. The hope for today is ahead. Don't waste precious energy on past failures. Learn the lessons. Apply them, but move on from them. Keep your focus on the future and the endless potential and possibilities it offers.
Wow. What can I say about that, Nicole Marie? But how can you go wrong looking forward?
Exactly.
You know, we do a lot of looking back, radio-wise, that is. But we never take our eyes off the prize. That is by continuing to look forward, to look ahead. And also, I love what Patrick said about learning, you know, the lessons. And once you've got those lessons. But keep it moving, and Michael always says that too. Michael Hopkins will be up shortly. And that's to keep it moving. Keep going forward. You know, and I think that's nice in the potential, you know, what lies in the future. But there's always that old saying, what is it that the past is gone, it's over. The future is, what is it, the future is down the road or something, but what we have right now is the present.
The present.
I love that. But learn to look forward, learn to expect things that you've worked hard for, but in a good way. in a good way. So anyway, I love it. What about you, Nicole Marie? Do you look forward often?
I do. I actually do, look back for a second at the lessons that have been learned. You know, you always look back so you don't repeat the things that you've done in the past. And then you always look forward, move on, strive to do better, to keep your eyes on the future and all the like you said, all the possibilities that it offers. There's so much positivity out there, so many positive things you can do. So stay in the positive. Focus on the positive. And it doesn't matter, those things that are in the past, leave them in the past. Once you've learned your lesson from it and moved on from it, keep on moving. Do better.
Well, we go.
When you know better, you're supposed to do better.
Do better, right? Okay, Miss Oprah. We love that. Yes. Well, yes. Well, knowing that, let's get Michael Hopkins to weigh in on us. We've been talking about him quite a bit this morning. Michael comes to us from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, yes, good
morning
officially.
Michael.
Happy Mitchell.
Good morning, family. And this is so
Michael, what would you like to say? I know you've been listening.
Oh, yeah, Carrie. Yeah, you use my favorite saying. Just keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
It reminds me of something. When you think about it, how do you drive a car? You don't normally drive your car using the rear view mirror, do you?
Not
going forward, that is.
Not going forward, right. So if you're going forward, why are you looking in the rear view mirror?
There's no need.
Keep it moving. Learn, like Nicole Marie said, you learn from what happened in the past. But you keep it moving.
Exactly.
There's nothing back there for you, not unless you got a time machine. And I don't think eBay or Amazon is selling time machines right now. And
no.
We're not Doc Brown, and this ain't back to the future.
You'd be surprised,
going
Michael
forward. Yeah.
Yes, but Michael's right. Nicole Marie hit it on the head with Patrick Lindsay's book. I hope. You want to keep going forward. You want to look ahead. Learn the lessons from the past.
That's it.
Very important. So listen, I'm excited. Now, Michael, we have to check in with you on some Super Vet Talk on yesterday's broadcast. So we're going to check in with you on that. We're going to be really getting into some good stuff and I'm super excited a little bit on our schedule. We're going to have some updates for you in the next hour. We have a special guest who is going to be joining us live at around 8 o'clock, Ms. Noon Westbrook, who is going to be joining us. So I'm super excited again. She's in the current issue of Upskill Magazine, and so we're going to be chatting with her. Her book is called The Other Way Around. So that comes on around 8. Nicole Marie, always such a pleasure. We're going to take a little bit of a music break. We've given the playlist already this morning.
Yeah.
And so,
I love
that. Now, yes, and you mentioned that it's likely we were going into the archives with Ms. Shaka, but this is a new cut from Shaka. And it's a little bit out there, so make sure that the kiddies may not, are focused on their homework or something. Here is Woman Like Me by Ms. Shaka Khan. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Michael and Vet Talk, stay with us.
Your girl, better remember. In
actress, no trophy you put on your shelf. Please don't mistake her. She's more than a plaything you buy with your wealth. You better respect her. Same way that you want respect for yourself and for the
that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Yes, it's Wednesday morning, November 15th of 2023, about 7:33 in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, if you're in the Central Time Zone, 6:33, let me bring my colleague and co-star back to the line. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He is the quintessential host of the Best Talk Radio Show, which airs, you guys heard it yesterday, airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. Right here on our network. You don't have to go changing anything. Michael Hopkins, want to get into this a little bit. This past weekend, of course, was Veterans Day. I think it's the biggest day of the year, if I'm not mistaken, for veterans out there to, you know, kind of gather and just so much talk about camaraderie and all these other wonderful things and experiences and memories. So want to kind of delve into that a little bit. Yesterday's show, You talked about assisting with the claims, of course, as normal, but this was something on secondaries. I think, can you talk a little bit about what we aired and if you've gotten any kind of feedback, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, Carrie, we were talking about tinnitus. There's some secondaries that are related to tinnitus, and many of the secondaries are sometimes overlooked. And I had, as usual, good feedback from several people that I talked to about it.
Yeah. I cannot wait to hear this. Wow.
Well, a lot of them, Carrie, you know, they don't know. They really don't know about the secondaries that we talk about. And these are secondaries that so many veterans suffer from. I had a vet yesterday.
I had a veteran yesterday,
and I was talking to him about many of these issues. And this was his first time filing a claim. He's never, for 30 years, he's kept all this stuff to himself and only talked to his family about the issues that he had, Kerry. For 30 years.
Wow.
And this is typical of veterans, Kerry. It's very typical. That's why here on the Vet Talk radio show that we do 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time on Tuesday mornings here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is so essential because there are veterans out there just like him. They suffered in silence 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They suffered in silence. And what we do here on Vet Talk, we wake them up. And I've had so many compliments, Karen, from veterans. I've had so many compliments because I'm in the trenches with them. I feel what they feel. I go through what they go through. I have good days. I have mediocre days. I have bad days where I don't want to go outside. I don't want to associate with people. I just want to stay home. Then I have those good days when I'm helping veterans carry on. And it makes me feel good when I get a phone call from a vet and he says, hey, I just got an increase. Or, hey, I never filed before. And now all of a sudden I have a rating and I've never experienced this before. Or I'll have some vets, I've been turned down 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years, I've been turned down for claims. Now all of a sudden, with your help, here I am. I finally got that rating that I've been praying for, I've been crying for. You know, I've been suffering, but I finally got rated. And they thank me and thank me. I mean, you know, it's like sometimes I get people, some of the vets, Carrie, they won't even tell their family that they got rated or got to 100%. They'll immediately call me up and say, hey, Mike,
well, Michael,
I'm at 100%.
Yeah, they're good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so deserving because you know, what was that? It was on yesterday's show about pivoting passion and all of that. Pivot within your passion and all of that. But you really helped them to do so much and accomplish so much that they had probably didn't think was going to be possible. So,
you
do a lot of, we talk about uplifting every day, but you do a whole lot of uplifting yourself, Michael Hopkins, and it's appreciated. So listen, I'm so excited. I really am. You know, we've been kind of going in our vaults, and this morning we had on a look back at the end of 2020, which was, the time of kind of like a little bit around the pandemic time, the P word.
Right.
But I'm really excited because we have a little return to this year, which was 2020. And so we're going to kind of get that on. And then coming up at 8 o'clock again, we're joined by author Noon Westbrook. And then, Michael, we're going to have you pick up on at about 8:30 and join us with Noon. So that's going to be nice. We'll come to you.
Oh, yes, it is, Gary.
Pick up on that. So I'll kick it off, and we will have you join us in our interview process. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning and a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So take a listen. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, stood without a town of touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Madonna, and a face that would make any man proud.
Oh, what's wow, he's the greatest that's ever.
Champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance but not conceit, as a man he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Awesome, Gucci, Iarucci.
To the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology. And I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology, or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics, or the basic premise, is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yeah,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type,
wow,
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow,
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology. They're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And wow. And he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't to work well enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
Absolutely. That we still celebrate this so many years after his death, and that it's become it's a national holiday that's taken it on, I call it an international meaning, and I'm just so grateful that it has. And just, you know, it's everybody's life is touched, touches someone else. And I think that Dr. King understood this. His message of peace still, you know, is something that we, endeavor to and aspire to in this country. And I'm grateful. I think his birthday and everything that we celebrate about Dr. King is important. Like this time right now, it couldn't be more important.
Right.
To be reminded of Dr. King.
Exactly. He had, aside from a dream, he also had a sense of some of the ways that we could affect change. And, of course, so many of those still are waiting to be changed, waiting to be affected. Hopefully now we're in another period of time where strides can be made, because as a white person who's run around her whole life saying, well, I'm not a racist, which is true, but I was too dumb and too disconnected to understand that that's not enough. It's about changing the systems that create the inequality. It's not enough to just not do bad yourself. You know, until the bystanders get involved, nothing's going to change.
That's right. And I think that's something that I appreciate hearing that. I really do, as a man of color. I also want to say, just in looking and analyzing all of this, it's race. Talking about race is never easy, But I have to always say that to me, we could have dealt with a lot of this as a country a lot earlier. And I think that, and it's never too late. So we can't look at it as that it's too late. And I think, you know, we should stop all of us looking at so much the differences, because there are differences here and there and little tiny things. But for the most part, we're all looking for the same things in life here in this this great country. And so I think we're starting to kind of start the healing, you know, the conversations and the dialogue, that's kind of coming out there. And then we'll start the healing. And I think that that's all that I think folks are looking for. I think we have to start to look ahead. And I think we have to just be accepting. And I think that's all that we're looking to accomplish. So, yes, are we going to have these? We're all affected by the you know, what I call the narratives that are created for us to kind of, you know, shout at each other and, you know, to have these, you know, these huge, you know, shouting matches and stuff. But we've got to look, we've got to say, hold it. Why are these nuggets tossed out there in between us? You know,
exactly.
Let's kind of pull back and let's just kind of first start with the things that we do have in common. And now we work through all those and get down to, well, you shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. And fine. But let's start with the commonalities and let's take it from there. We are
totally
a,
agree.
You know what I mean? And this is all about being inclusive. That was the message of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a person who was, and that is the one thing I do want to say, you know, being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show and all about this recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King, his entire message, his entire message was that of inclusivity. His entire message was about including everybody. He considered everybody, whatever color you were his brother or his sister. That was, this is not just me saying it. You can listen and research and listen to the recordings. But yes, all out there. So with that, we have learned in this country, we have what they call a politicized things. We have turned things into all kinds of, you know, color this and color that and this and that. But Dr., if we really look at his message, he loved everybody. And that is the true legacy of Dr. King, not remembering for black folks' sake or, you know, to help black folk, if you will. Now, look, on being a person of color, we're honored, and we're not a model, so I can't speak for all black folk, but I can speak for myself. I am honored to be a part of that, the culture that, you know, put forth a Dr. King. Great, all well and good, and his message uplifts people of color. Absolutely it does. But I think his message uplifts everybody, and that's what he wanted it to do. And I think that this is a very good example of that today. So, Helena, I thank you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I just said I thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, he's a fabulous example of greatness in an astrology chart can bring greatness in people. And it, yes. One of the hopes that I have, when I talk to people, Carrie, I have clients in 40 countries around the world, probably more than that by now.
Wow.
Everybody wants the same thing. You know,
we want
some peace, we want some freedom, we want food on the table, we want our children safe. You know, that's
and
what
a few pennies
wants.
In our pocket.
and when we work together, and I mean all of us, we could be so invincible. We could solve all the world problems. We could solve the climate issues and save our beautiful planet. And that's possible, you know, but people, I guess, have too much hatred or too much bias or too much insanity or mental illness or whatever the foundation, too much poverty, too much trauma, and the brilliance that our species has in all the colors that we wear on our skin. We lose so many brilliant people. How many brilliant people have been lost to slavery? Lost to genocide, lost to residential schools.
That's right.
Think of all the Einsteins, think of all the Dr. Kings that
aren't even able to come forward in life. I mean, Dr. King, you know, at least he came from a family where he was able to get an education. If he hadn't been able to eat, if his father hadn't been able to feed him, we wouldn't have had him.
Well, so, I'm so glad you said that, Helena. And listen, let me just tell you, I've always said this. I said, just imagine, just for a moment, all of those young men and men of color and stuff that, you know, God forbid, that have had these encounters with the law, and it's turned out, even on most of these videos and things, where it appears that they were just gunned down by officers and things like that. And we have to watch these, and some of us have become desensitized to it. But I'll say this. Imagine if those folks were allowed to contribute to the tapestry of America.
Exactly.
Just imagine the greatness that it could be, where it appears that America, we have a slim minority. It's not the majority of folks. I believe that majority of the folks want all the things that we've talked about, and we want to share in a prosperity that does and can exist. We see it. And we have to take the leadership, and we've got to kind of start to massage and maneuver, move these folks out, that old dinosaur way of thinking.
Exactly.
Those folks got to go. They've got to go. Some just, you know, fall out in office, and we're sad about that, but we're glad that they're no longer in office, and they're being replaced by a generation, a new generation, who is looking for change, but is also willing to put their effort into making that change happen. So, yes, we definitely, America, I've missed many opportunities to be greater than it is now, but than it could have been along the way. If it had, instead of taking the time to detract and to pull away and to not support everybody, black, green, yellow, purple, support everybody. Because all of us bring greatness to this amazing planet and to this country. So I think that is the message that's starting to get out a little bit more. And I'm honored that it is, because I think we can still be the great country that the forefathers and the folks since then and our ancestors here wanted it to be. And Dr. King's message will live on.
You've said that so beautifully, Carrie. Thank you.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Helena, I so appreciate you. You come onto the Hair Radio Morning Show. You get me talking about things I didn't know I was going to talk about on today's broadcast. But I love it. I love it. And we got to get you back on a regular basis where you can share some of this amazing scientific type of approach to the astrology and to looking at astrology through a little bit of I have to say it's a different lens to me, but I'm so grateful that, you know, that the way that you that you share this information is from a very credible resource. So you're doing something fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, go to your website. So I want to say this, your website, M as in Mary, A-G-I, H-E-L-E-N-A.com, Magi Helena.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very important. So, and there you have, like I said, even in our recent times you've been on our show, I've shared this. You have an amazing website, and we've got to put some links at our website as well, but you have an amazing website with a lot of information that I think the resources that I think you guys are going to love that will help you navigate to greater success with your life.
Thank you.
So that is my whole thing.
If any listeners are interested, there is a written blog on Dr. Martin Luther King on my website. If you click on the blog link at the top and then click pop culture, because that's the category it's in, there's an article on him, The Astrology of Greatness, and you can see more of his chart and more about what made him such an incredible, incredible human being.
And again, that website is www.magihelena.com. So it's almost like the word magic without the C. Mm-hmm. So magihelena.com. Please check it out. Helena, we've got to get you back soon, okay? This was incredible. much more profound than I had anticipated. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Carrie, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and I send blessings to all your listeners.
Awesome. Likewise. All right. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more this morning to get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us. Stay with us.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're...
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of... Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Okay, we are back live. It's Wednesday. We thought we'd put that on twice for you. It's Wednesday morning, November 15th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm hoping you guys can hear me out there. Having a little technical challenge from time to time on the broadcast. Again, it's our show number 919. That's show number 919. And I want to kind of bring to the line a very special... Who, and again, it's Wednesday morning, November 15th, 2023. It's again show number 919. My special guest is an author. Her name is Noon Westbrook. I'm going to see if we can get her out there. Noon, can you hear me? Because there's a little technical challenge going on here. Okay, so why don't we take a little bit of a music break? We'll get Noon on the line. So you guys kind of stay with us, and we may have you to kind of get back out and sign back in if there is any bigger challenge than what we kind of got going on. Noon, can you hear me this morning? Let me see. Can you hear us out there, Noon? Are you there?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Noon, listen, first of all, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We are live, and with live broadcasting comes the world of technology problems from time to time. But I got to tell you, we are excited to have you. So thank you for getting up early and being with us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to come on the show and be a part of your community.
Absolutely. Well, we got a lot to get into. I'll tell you what, we're going to take, and I'm going to see if I can get this. I may leave your mic on just so that we don't have any kind of problem getting back in and reconnecting with you. But I wanted to talk a lot about, get into a little bit about your background and this amazing new book that really has kind of taken the world by storm, The Other Way Around. So I want to find out what the title is about. I want to talk to you about just about everything. We're going to really put this on out there. Also, congratulations to you. I read a little bit about you in the current issue of Upscale Magazine, which I love. Just an amazing, beautiful, kind of little story about you there. And well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about... Yes, absolutely. So we got a lot to get into. First, okay, you know what? Let's just roll on in. I want to talk first. Can you tell us about the book? Let's just go ahead and take care of business. what can you, and should we call you Noon? And I want to talk about your name and all of that. You're just fascinating to me. So is that good? Should we say Noon, or what do you go by?
Yes, Noon Westbrook is what I write under. It is a pen name, one that came about because actually Noon, Carrie, is when I could actually hit my stride during the writing process. Mm.
We want to talk about that. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, that's where the name Noon came about.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I love it. I've never heard anyone named Noon. And we were teasing you on the radio show this morning in the first hour. I said, well, Noon goes by Noon. I'm going to choose 4 o'clock. Call me 4 o'clock. But I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
I'd heard of Noon as a last name, but never as a first name. I thought it was just wonderful. And it's a great writing name.
I appreciate that, Carrie. And, you know, I believe so as well. You know, again, it just was something that came to me, you know, along with everything else when I was in the writing process.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay, let me just kind of tell you a little bit about what happens here. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. We broadcast Tuesday through Friday. We've been on for about 28 years, literally. That's the Hair Radio Show and so forth and all of that wonderful good stuff. My co-host, Michael Hopkins, who is a veteran and hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show, as well as my co-host on this program, he'll be joining us about 8:30 this morning. And I'm just really excited to chat with you on about the book. So I want to hear now, Noon, what can you tell us about this amazing new book, The Other Way Around?
Okay. Well, what I would say is The Other Way Around, Carrie, is a fictional trilogy that is inspired by true events. I started the writing process during the pandemic. Like everyone else around that time, everyone was trying to find the next thing they wanted to do. I was closing down one of my companies, and I was also working on a PhD. And like everyone else, I just needed something else during that time, something just a little bit of a pick-me-up. And so I was encouraged by family to write what we called at home the story. And again, it's inspired by true events. So I started the process of telling the story about how I encountered a stranger. A week later, I find from a hospital that she leaves me a kid. And then 4 days after that, she dies.
Mm. Oh, my.
Now, this is actually, all of that is actually true. I will say that. That is definitely true. And so that did happen, Carrie. And so, again, and there's, of course, a race dynamic to this because, you know, the kid was white, and, of course, I am black.
Mm.
So that leads to, you know, a story in itself along with other things. Yeah.
This is a big subject. This is a big topic for a book. Wow.
It is, Carrie. And that's why it's a trilogy. So this is, you know, I wanted to get the first book out because, again, there's going to be three. And I, you know, wanted to get the first book out so people could get familiar with the characters and get familiar with the situation before I introduce them to book two.
Mm. Okay, well, speaking of book one, and I see on your website, which you really lay it all out there, so folks can always get the book there at noonwestbrook.com. So hold it. Did I say that right, or is it under?
You can also get the book on Amazon, the paperback and the ebook as well.
Yes. Awesome. So, folks, please get the book. Especially, you know, when folks like yourself, you put out a trilogy, I always am quick to buy the first book then because I want to be part of this building of what you started, the story and the characters. And I believe the protagonist is Naomi. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes, and I just... you know, when I looked at this, and I love that you kind of base her in being a, you know, that she's a professional woman. And so I kind of see, it seems like there's some parallels. I put about you, you draw upon some experiences and all of that. And I just think it's incredibly fascinating. You know, I really do. So I just want to go back a little bit. Yeah, of course. What kind of encouragement? I know the folks told you that you should take the time to write, and the pandemic kind of, you know, gave you that, gave you the time, really, to kind of do this. Mm-hmm. But what was it that really poured into you so that you knew that you had this as a talent? What happened? That kind of, you know, what was that moment, that epiphany, if you will, that kind of made you say, hold it, I am a writer?
You know, Carrie,
yeah.
Well, that's just it. I'll be honest, I never liked to write. I am one of those people that, you know, I prefer to just say what I needed to say, but because I am a forever student, as I like to refer to myself, and I was always taking some class. Again, I was in the middle of my PhD. I was always writing something. I never took the time to dabble in the creative writing side, if you will. I was always, you know, research or things like that. Everything that I had written was already, you know, structured for me to write. This was a little challenging because this required me to go somewhere different inside, learn how to write where the reader could actually imagine the situations. So I had to be a little bit more creative in the process of my writing.
Did you find that enjoyable, or was it a challenge? It sounds like it was a challenge, but did you enjoy that whole process?
Yeah. At the beginning, it was a challenge. But, you know, again, once I, you know, really focused and really, you know, started pulling from inside, because the story is pretty deep. You know, Carrie, I had to actually go back and I had to think about things that had happened back then in order to, you know, this was an emotional write. You know, it really was. It was an emotional write. And so I had to go to different places in order to be able to tell the story. And so it became very enjoyable later. At the beginning, it was not. It was very challenging because, again, as I stated, I had never written like this before. But as I began to reach my flow, if you will, that's when things started really, that's when it became enjoyable.
And again, I think it sounds like it was cathartic, obviously, in a lot of ways. This is just, first, let me just kind of go back a little bit because folks are just tuning in.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are live. It is Wednesday morning, November 15th of 2023. My very special guest is in the current issue of one of our media partners. You guys know the folks at Upscale Magazine, and she's featured on page 10 in the current edition. You got to check it out. Yes, and if you're listening any other time, of course, you can always go to Noon's wonderful and very informative website. I visited it myself. It's noonwestbrook.com. Spelled just like it sounds, noonwestbrook.com. Mm-hmm. Again, and your current book, which we're talking about, is The Other Way Around. And again, it's fictional. It's fiction, but I got to tell you, I tend to always read a lot of nonfiction, but every once in a while, I want to pick up a good fictional piece. Mm. And so I was thinking, I said, ooh, this is great. I'm going to have to get into this. Yeah. And I also, Noon, wanted to kind of toss this out there with you that, you know, when we get a chance to bring you back here, maybe you'll help us to kick off our wonderful Book of the Month Club, and we get a chance to kind of delve into, you know, unveiling this, piece by piece with our fans on the air. So we haven't talked to you about that. So so what a surprise. Ring, ring. There's a big surprise for you this morning on the show.
Okay.
But I think that, yeah, because I think that, like I was reading about you and I said, oh, my gosh, I think that this could really, I think it could resonate with so many of our fans. I really do.
Yeah. You know, I hope so, and that was the point when I was writing it, Carrie. It really is a human story. And so, you know, even through characters or situational, you know, there people can identify with the things that are taking place in this story.
Mm-hmm. Now, Noon, where are you from? I kind of think she's Midwest, but... Let's have it. Where are you from, Noon?
The Midwest is correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I am calling you
Love
guys
it.
From Kansas City. Go Chiefs.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, wow. Because I said, well, hold on. Where is Noon from? Okay. Well, I love this, and I love that you are steeped in education.
Mm-hmm.
I have been able to see that, and with all these degrees and, you know, and working on a PhD and all that that you wrote about, I said, wow, how incredibly fascinating. But I also love that the character is a very successful and powerful psychiatrist, wife, mother, and so many folks out there they live in that space, so many of the ladies out there. And listeners and fans of our show. And so I just think it's nice. How important was it for you to be authentic in creating this, even though it's fiction? How important was that?
It was very important, Carrie, because a lot of times, you know, when, of course, Black women or situations of race seems to play a part in movies and whatnot, oftentimes we can be depicted as poor or, you know, just from a lower socioeconomic standpoint. I wanted to, again, tell the story on the prominent side. You know, all Blacks are not poor. You know, there are some of us that are educated. You know, we are at a different time now. People do, you know, we do well for ourselves. Some of us do well for ourselves. And so I was never going to depict my character or any other characters in that type of light. Again, this is not especially a time period piece. This is, again, it's a human story. This is Naomi is somewhat a reflection, a bit of myself, and I am an educated Black woman. So that's exactly what Naomi is.
And I love it. I really do. And I think it's important to reflect positively on the community. I think you're just doing it up. Now, just to turn away for a quick second, how did this come about with you and this legendary Upscale magazine? I thought I'd fall on the floor. and I also want to shout out the writer, Maya Kame King. So I just wanted to touch base with you on that. How did all that, and how's it been received, more importantly?
You know, I was very fortunate enough to meet Bernard. He is such a fabulous, fabulous guy. I just, you know, have so much respect for him. He was the first person that thought it would be a good idea before the book even came out to feature
wow.
me, to get me out there. And I'm so, so grateful for that opportunity. Again, he was the first one.
And Bernard's been on our show. You guys out there, we're talking about Bernard Bronner, one, you know, the creator and founder of Upscale Magazine, along with his incredible legendary Bronner brothers, if you will. And we just love Bernard. He's a great guy, wonderful guy. He is so supportive out there. He's so supportive.
And he wanted to support, you know, my efforts in getting some publicity for this book, because he thought, again, it was an amazing story. And so at that time, he introduced me to Millie Harrell and the Upscale team.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they were like, hey, you know, we're going to put you in the edition of the magazine. And again, I've been just, the relationship that I've built with Upscale is just been nothing but phenomenal. The team is just
wonderful.
Well,
we love them here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. They are our media partners out there, one of our biggest media partners, I should say. And we just love them. And Miss Millie, yes, she's been on our show, Millie Harrell. And I just want to say big shout out to the entire team over there, really. But this is very well done. And I think this captures, you know, what your story as well. So again, folks, we need you to get The Other Way Around. It's an incredible new book by Noon Westbrook, our guest today. And so again, they can go to noonwestbrook.com. They also can get it off of Amazon. And we are just so, yes, you guys, in pretty much any format that's out there. So you talked about the trilogy. Now, what I wanted to say, if folks do pick up this second book, would they be, you know, able to kind of still catch on to it, or do you have to get all three? That's always what I always wanted to ask those writers who do write those three-part books. What do you say to that, Moon Westbrook?
Yeah, Carrie, that's a, you know, great question. You know, this story has so, there's so much to tell in this roller coaster of a story that, you know, if I have done my job correctly, the readers will want book one and two. They will read book one with a lot of different emotions, with a lot of different questions, wanting book two. If I've done my job correctly in book two, they'll leave book two with the same feeling as book one, and they'll want book three.
Wow.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, so far we've had nothing but wonderful, wonderful reviews regarding the book. Again, it is a roller coaster of a story. Again, it is a human story. And I tell the, and it's a raw story. So this is an 18 and up story, because there is language in here. Oh, yeah, there's language.
Really?
You know, it's, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. We're going to tell the story like the story is told. I did not want to, you know, glaze over too much. I wanted it to be told as the people say these days, tea. I wanted it to be told like tea. It's very fascinating, and it should be very entertaining for everyone.
Wow. Well, I am just blown away. I am. Now, let me ask you, Noon, is there a chance? I know that this is a character, and these are the stories that you're going to be telling. You've got three. This is a three-parter, we should say. This is the first version, the first to be released, I should say, first part of that to be released. Uh-huh. Again, we're talking about The Other Way Around is the name of the book by Noon Westbrook. And again, noonwestbrook.com, just to get that on out there. But what about other stories? Do you find yourself thinking about being able to tell all? Does this give you that inspiration to think about telling other stories, or do you just want this to be it and one and done? Even though you're releasing three parts to it, is it just one and done, or do you plan to let this really launch you into a new and exciting career?
You know, Carrie, I think this has, you know, opened the doors for me to do, you know, I found myself thinking about two other books after the trilogy that I would like to write. You know, this experience has been so positive and so well received that I'm looking forward to continuously entertaining folks through stories.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited for you. And then I have found out that you're also on social media. I have discovered that. So I want to kind of get that on out there again. Noon's website is noonwestbrook.com. So I want to make sure, and that's noon like the time of day. So noonwestbrook.com. And now here's what I see on social media. So I'm reading yours. It's at the Noon Westbrook on IG. So that's on Instagram and Facebook. So at the Noon Westbrook. Okay, and then the other way around, it's for purchase at your site and all of that, and of course through Amazon. So we want to make sure and get you guys to support this wonderful book, and I'm hoping that we can get you to come back as well. But we've got more. We're not done with you yet. I want to bring my co-host. Yes, don't go anywhere, dude. So I want to bring my co-host in. And Michael Hopkins is his name. Michael helps a lot of the veterans. His program really is about helping veterans to navigate the claims process, the disabled veterans. And so he has a huge career, obviously, in the military, and he continues to help so many out there. I can't wait to figure out what question Michael wants to kind of join the conversation with today. So let me bring Michael Hopkins. He's originally from Philadelphia, but down in Spotsylvania, Virginia, in case you guys know anything about that area. Let me see if I can get him on the line. Michael Hopkins,
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are. Well, you're on with Noon. Noon, meet Michael Hopkins, Noon Westbrook.
Hi, Michael.
Wow. Hello,
Michael.
I just love that name. I really do. I love that name.
That's a million-dollar name, Noon.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You know, I've enjoyed this interview. I've learned so much about you.
Oh,
and
thank you.
It's just been fantastic. Oh, you're quite welcome. Now, my question was, there are so many veterans like myself, and we have a story to tell, and we want to write books. Other veterans have, but there's a lot of us, we don't know where to start writing books. And it would be, I was just wondering if you've ever thought about doing some type of seminar, webinar devoted to veterans and just helping them understand the process of writing a book, because a lot of us have a lot of stories to tell.
But Michael, did you ask, I'm curious too, but did you ask known if this is something that she has an interest in, because some folks may not, you know, this may not be their thing. Some folks have never encountered veterans. So, but I love this. But that is a very good question. Is it something you that you kind of, and I did see on Noon's website where I see that you've done like launches and things like that. So you've been out there in the public. Is this something that you might consider, Noon Westbrook?
You know, I have nothing but utmost respect for the veterans, and I would be honored if I ever had the opportunity to do some sort of seminar or things like that to help people get started in their writing process, because you have to start somewhere, and you know, and there's a lot of stories that need to be told, and so I would welcome the opportunity to do something such as this.
Wow, Kara, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I'm thanking you for all our veterans out here.
And Michael, you want to also, on your show, encourage the veterans to pick up this book the other way around. Okay, because I believe, especially there are a lot of folks that are in the military, that this is going to ring true with as well. So please have them pick it up. And
Very much, too.
If you're looking for a lot of specifics, you can do that at noonwestbrook.com. And again, across social media, pretty much that, and Google that, because I also found you just by Googling Noon Westbrook. So that's, you're out there, Noon. You're big time now. You are big time. Yes.
That's great.
So that's what I'm, right? So along the line of what you're kind of saying, Michael, what kind of encouragement do you give to the youngsters? You know, when they come up to you, Noon, what do you say to them to give them some positive encouragement? Does anything come to mind?
Yeah, you know, I've been asked by the younger generation the writing process. You know, what is my writing process? And what I would say is, you know, I had the best advice. Someone gave me the best advice, which was, just start putting things down on paper. Do not overthink it. Do not worry about anything else. Just start putting things down on paper. Don't worry about how it sounds, how it looks. Just write. And then go back. My writing process was never structured. Again, I just put things down as it came.
Wow.
Everything was
well, I got to have that
itself.
Conversation.
Yeah.
I have got to have that conversation with you, because I'll tell you, when I sat down to write my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is out there as well. But what I did and what I continue to do, and writing for other folks, because I've written introductions for their books as well. And okay. What I've always done, you know, I am, what do they call that? Where every morning, like I rise at 4 o'clock now to work on the Hair Radio mm-hmm. Morning Show, this broadcast, and we don't go on until 6. So I'm always, you know, like, what do they call that, where you do the same every day, you're just so structured and by routine. So I do, when I'm working on the book, I always do like whatever 1,000, I may do 5,000 words a day. Or work on the book on Wednesday, Friday, and Tuesday, or whatever. You know,
sure.
Stuff like that.
Sure.
I always create. And I just love it so much because, you know, when you're a writer, as you know, I'm sure, you know, if you know, it can sometimes be overwhelming. And then other times you feel like, oh, I didn't say, you know, you may not feel that you are, what is it? You get a little bit of the writer's block. And all that kind of stuff, you kind of have to work through that. So Did that ever, have you ever had that happen where you had a little bit like, hold on, what am I going to put on the paper today type of thing?
You know, I think, you know, I suffer from writer's block big time. And again, that was the one of my challenges at the very beginning of trying to tell my story. And, you know, sometimes you just have to leave things where they are, reset. Take a break, reset, and then come back to it maybe, you know, a week or two later. You know, again, at the very beginning, I did not hit my stride. But a couple of weeks after being into the project, I was like you. Everything was repetitious after that. Yeah. So, yeah, I was able to continue to keep.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is just so fascinating. It really is.
It is. And what I've got to say to that, yeah, and I kind of speak to what, Michael, we were talking about in the early part of our broadcast, I think mid-show, we're talking about this in the second hour, where you really got to kind of keep going and looking forward and looking ahead. And that's what I do. I imagine the success of whatever I'm doing by looking forward. And that helps to kind of propel me forward a little bit, you know, to keep pushing you forward. And so I've got to, you know, does that make any sense, Noon, where, you know, you're looking ahead was the whole crux of that.
I think you
even
have to.
Even though this is something that happened in the past.
Yeah.
You're looking forward.
Yeah, I think you have to keep moving forward with a lot of things in your life. You know, I think it's important to see ahead and not look back. You know, back sometimes creates feelings of regret or, you know, doubt. And so, you know, you want to keep moving forward to the more positive things, what you're trying
very
to get to,
so.
What you're trying to achieve. So I think it's important to look forward.
Wow.
Now, I got to ask you this, too, because when I also was looking at your information, I saw, like you said, you kind of, this whole writing kind of the bud was, you know, kind of it all kind of emanated out of that whole pandemic time frame. But what about had that not happened? Now, Noon, if we did not have that awful time period, so I'm sorry to say it that way, but again, it was something that led to something beautiful. But what had that not happened? Have you ever thought about that? Like, what would you be doing? Would you have still just stayed in that education realm that, you know, that you just love, you know, your career? What would you have been doing had that not happened?
You know, I think that if the pandemic had not happened, the story would be the same.
Wow.
Maybe the opportunity
wouldn't
be. But I had already been thinking ahead. It just... The timing was just the pandemic, but things were already in process. Things were already happening the way that happened. Yeah.
Mm.
And so I was already thinking about that next thing. And again, you know, my family had told me, you know, write the story. And they have done, and they were doing that, you know, prior to the pandemic. I just was like, you know, I don't know. And it just, the timing was the pandemic. But I do believe that, you know, I would still, things would have happened the way that they are now, even if.
Well, listen, you have also, I'm picking up some wonderful, darling traits in being so savvy with handling the media interviews and all of that. So. How has that been to navigate those waters? Because this is very different now than, you know, being, you know, coming, even though you came from the business world and education world and all these wonderful worlds have kind of collided in a different way. But what can you say on now being asked to do interviews, being featured in the legendary Upscale magazine? And again, in the current issue of Upscale magazine, in case you missed that part earlier, and again, our guest weird chat with Ms. Noon Westbrook. So, Noon, I'm going to let you answer that.
Well, you know, Carrie, it's a different world for me because I'm pretty social. I think, you know, people that meet me will say, you know, she's very social, she's very outgoing, but there is a part of me that is very reserved and whatnot. And so, you know, the whole media thing for me is a little different because that puts me out in the world a little bit more. Yeah, you know, so you feel a little uncovered, but, you know, I will say this. I will have to credit any bit of savviness I may have to my wonderful, wonderful husband. He is very media
savvy. What's his first name so we can shout him out this morning?
His first name is Myron, M-Y-R-O-N. Last name is K-I-N.
Myron. Oh,
yes.
Wow, Mr. Myron.
Oh, yes.
Wow, how wonderful.
Yes,
well, we
he is always in the media. Yeah, I've been married to him for a very long time, and so I've had the opportunity to have to sit in the front of the classroom of his master class. So I've listened to him in many interviews and whatnot. So any kind of savviness I may have picked up is just from being married all these years to someone who's good.
Well, here's what I say. I was about to say, here's what I say about that, because it just reminds me on our show where Michael is married and my other co-star, Nicole Marie, she's married, and everybody's married out there. And a lot of the guests are, and what I've always learned, their success is rarely just about their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you always said, Michael, where everybody serves with, you know, with the soldiers and the military,
right.
Family serves. It kind of reminds me of that, where, you know, especially in the case of spouses, because here's the thing. And I've heard it, if you really, you know, sometimes, sadly so, that sometimes you don't get that support. It doesn't happen often with the folks I talk to, but once in a blue moon, I come across someone who, you know, sadly, they don't get that support they feel that they probably want to get from that kind of a relationship. And so for the vast majority that you do, I am screaming from the rooftop how wonderful it is, because with that, you're off to the races, you know, and I love that. It's hard to believe, but the person behind you or on the side of you can somehow impact what you put out to the world or don't put out to the world.
Very much so.
I always take a moment to acknowledge the folks, the other folks that are in your life when you are doing things that benefit our fans, our listeners, the world, and, you know, with your endeavors. And really nice. So we shout them out this morning. You know, thank you so much. And so I got to say, what's next for you? What's one of the big things? I know you're still working on this. You kind of just got the book on out there again, the other way around. It's the first of three books that you are releasing. So, what's next besides book two? Anything else you want to share?
So at this time, I'm working on the audiobook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wanted to make, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, everyone can hear this book, because I think it's entertaining. There's so many different messages in here, and I just, you know, I just want to share. And so right now we're working on the audio book, and then I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to meet with a couple
Carrie.
And see what's happening. I'm hearing a lot of talk of, you know, this sounds like a series. This sounds like it could possibly be a movie. So we're going to have some talks coming up about that. And so we'll see what God has in store.
Wow. Okay, so first I want to unpack that a little bit. I think that is amazing. I do. I think, you know, you're just doing gangbusters out there. And the fact that you're going to be in my neck of the woods, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. So when you come out to New York City, you give us a call here and check in with us. I think that was just marvelous. We'd love to see you out here. And you talk about a couple of things that really struck a nerve with me in such a great way, and that is that, you know, I just also we have something in common. You are a whole lot more efficient about this than I certainly was. But my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, celebrating 10 years, I just got around to doing the audio book. You're a lot better at it than I am. Let me tell you, it took me 10 years to put out my audio version. So I finally got that out. So let me tell you, I truly love everything that you have said. And I just applaud you on this wonderful journey that you're on. It's been remarkable for me. It's been remarkable. It has, and I love authors. I welcome authors. I just love the whole process of writing. I've interviewed a lot of authors. We've had on some of my heroes in this genre. And I just think it's amazing. So we just tip our hat to everything that you're doing and what you're all about. And again, want to just remind everybody, the other way around. But you know what? I have to say, Noon, I don't think we actually asked you, is there, without giving away this wonderful new book that you have with The Other Way Around, is there any way that you can kind of cover the title a little bit for us without revealing too much? Like, just to touch on it, if you don't mind. I thought it was a fascinating title, too. I mean, everything that you are about is very creative and very different, and it's very interesting. So, yeah, so tell us a little bit about the genesis of The Other Way Around, the title.
Yeah, so, you know, again, during the writing process, I'll say this, during the writing process, I did not have a title. I was just writing the story. The title actually came 6 months later as I was driving in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other way around is all things that are opposite. The other way around could be thing that is not the normal situation, a situation that is, again, opposite. You know, put yourself in this situation. If it was the other way around, would fill in the blank. That is how I came up with the title, The Other Way Around. The Other Way Around are all things that are the other way around.
It gets no better than that. So you've got to read this book in order to know more. So that's teaser out there. Okay, Miss Media Savvy. All right. Listen, our guest today, right? I have to say, you did it up today, Noon. Great job. So anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we find, I know we talked about your husband, but is there anybody else you'd like to add to that list before we sign off today, because you have just done gangbusters, and I'm sure there's so many folks that are so proud of your efforts.
Yes, you know, and, you know, I just like to, you know, thank everyone, you know, family first, of course, but I'd like to thank everyone that really helped this book come to life. I'd like to thank, you know, Upscale for opportunities for media. I'd like to thank Hair Radio for having me on this morning. It is because of platforms like yours that I'm able to tell people about the story. You know, you guys play an amazing part, an amazing role in how things are portrayed out in the media. And so giving me this platform this morning to talk a little bit about the book is just an amazing, it was just amazing, and I really appreciate you guys.
Oh, well, back at you. Wow. And we want you, right, Michael? We want you to go on.
Oh, very
just,
much so.
You know, we want to make sure that all of our fans get this book. Don't wait for the second and third parts of this incredible story. Get the book now, the other way around. Now, it is out there, like you said, on Amazon and all of that wonderful good stuff. And if you have any problem, of course, contact us at Hair Radio. We'll put you in touch with Noon. We want you to really support this project. Again, Noon's website, noonwestbrook.com. Doesn't get much harder, you know, or much easier.
Okay, something like that.
Right? Noonwestbrook.com.
Oh,
real simple.
Yeah.
Right? And what I love about her website is that it's very, you know, it tells everything that you need to know. Really, and I think it's going to entice you and kind of make you want to get this book and read about this incredible journey and story as you've shared with us today. So, Noon, I just want to say thank you so much. We're just so appreciative. And like you, I want to thank the folks at Upscale Magazine, to Millie and Drew Bernard, and to the whole team. And again, the incredible story. And again, pick up Upscale Magazine if you guys don't have it. Upscale is just doing phenomenal work at upscalemagazine.com as well. And in the article, which again is in the magazine, the print publication that I'm looking at, Maya Kameh King has written an incredible story that really talks about the work of this incredible book by Noon. So really good stuff. Again, read all about it. Noon Westbrook. Noon, thanks so much. Great job. We'll see you back here soon, I'm hoping.
Oh, thank
Noon
you guys.
Soon. Yes.
Oh,
we're going to always tease you about that name. We love Noon. Noon Westbrook.
Thank you.
Again, great job. We'll talk to you real soon, okay? And
thank
keep us
you.
Informed. You
right.
got it. All right. Thank you. Michael, was Noon just fantastic or what?
Oh, yes, she was, Carrie. I mean, she inspired me, Carrie. She really did.
Wow. Yeah. Really incredible lady and just doing big things. And we want so much for her to continue on this path to even greater, if you will. So, and you know what it says, Michael? It says that when kind of odd times happen, like that whole pandemic thing, you never know how it's really had the opposite effect. It's helped so many folks, you know, now that we are way past it to a big degree, and we can look back and say, oh, now I'm doing this, and so many folks are working from home now, and so many other folks have turned into entrepreneurs. They've launched into new, areas and new arenas. And I think even what Noon was saying, I think that her story, I think, Michael, I thought a lot of females in the military would certainly be able to relate as well. So as well as everybody. So please pick up this wonderful notebook the other way around. Now, Michael, tomorrow, we're going to be off. We're going to take off tomorrow and Friday. We'll be back on Tuesday. It's a special. Got to take care of some big things and behind the scenes and production. So we're going to be off for Thursday and Friday. We'll be back on Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning with the new Vet Talk Radio.
That's
more stories with more interesting things. So, Michael, what did you think about the broadcast today? You did not expect this yesterday. What do you want to say to everybody?
Wow, everybody. This was just a fantastic broadcast today. And after we shut down production for the day, please go back and listen to it. Please go back. I'm going back to listen to it. It was just that great.
Yes, and you could do so. You can always listen back to this show or any broadcast by simply Googling, going to Google, and entering five words in your search. Michael, what are those five words?
The Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly. So it's The Hair Radio Morning Show, like Michael said. So check it out, and all of our shows pop up. And today's show number is 919, show number 919, lots of shows. So if you got a little time to spare, you can really kind of binge, as they say now, all the fancy internet words. You can kind of binge listen and go back to episode number one and listen back to back for about a year. We have so many shows.
Yeah, how about that, Gary?
Yeah,
yep.
We really have a lot of shows
that
out there. Yeah, we've had thousands of guests, as you guys have heard, and just doing a lot of big stuff. I'm really happy about that. So Tuesday, guys, Michael, when you come back with the next installment of the Vet Talk Radio Show, I believe that you're doing the second part of your countdown on the Tonight as secondary. And, and finish one. So you guys, the first
part,
Nicole Marie joined us. Great job. And she'll be back with us as well on Tuesday and so much more. In the meanwhile, I've got big, big things to do to help push us forward here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll fill you in next week on some of those things. And I just want to say thank you for helping us to just do good work this week. That's what we did.
Yes, we did,
yes. So really good stuff. And Michael, I think we'll get our outro underway. But first, Michael, again, you know, just want to say thank you. I got to say thank you. And Michael, do you want to say thank you to the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show as well?
Oh, very much. Very much so. Very much so. I just want to say thank you to the fans out there of Vet Talk. I love you guys. And just.
And Michael, just reminding, if you are that. Do and you need a disabled veteran, you need help with these claims, Michael. Again, you're doing some big things as an accredited agent. You really are. You're making a difference in these folks' lives. And we're going to continue to talk about you right here on this broadcast. So this is
very
not
much
going
so
away. Yeah.
Love
so,
every moment
I loved our guest today. I love the whole show. We had Kyle Knight.
Oh, yeah, she was
we
great.
Had Noon. We had, yeah, right.
I enjoyed we went over the piece with Lisa Bloom and the lieutenant.
Yeah.
And I love
right,
that piece.
Tippy top of the show. Yeah, that was
right.
Why I knew you'd appreciate that today. So folks, back, you'll be able to catch all of that. All right, here's the outro for today. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Make it a great day.
Great day.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take